Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts. You know, one of the biggest thoughts I got on my mind today, it's hot outside. As I'm sitting down recording this, it's 98 degrees outside. Thank God for whoever invented air conditioning. Amen. Anyhow, I was just thinking about last week we were talking about sin and nature and how times have changed and different things like that. So we wonder why there's so much craziness in the world. And I was saying, you know, well, times have changed. You can go back in Scripture and you can see, now we didn't have all the modern media and all that, but there was sin in the world. There was craziness in the world. And I simply said, you know, the times have changed, but human nature has never changed. So you get to thinking about human nature. Now, some people say, well, we were born with sin. Well, not really. Let me think about that with you a little bit. Because the origin of human nature, God did not create us with an evil nature. It says in Ecclesiastes 7, where Solomon was lamenting that sinfulness of people, this is what he said. God made man upright, but they have sought out many schemes or invented ways to be bad. Think about that. Now, this does not mean that Adam and Eve had godly righteousness and character when they were formed in the Garden of Eden. Rather, they were in a state of innocence, having yet made no moral choice about any alternative way of life. God decreed his creation very good. Genesis 1:31. But righteousness or character was to come through the right choices yet to be made. God had made them to be initially responsive to him and to get along with each other. So they started out in the right way, as we know the biblical story. They had certain physical needs and desires that were met. They had everything that they needed. There was no temptation or nothing, no selfishness. But then came a direct temptation from the evil one. We call him Satan, the devil, as the serpent in the garden. Now, Eve succumbed to that deception and was enticed to disobey God's command. Adam wasn't deceived, but he also ate the forbidden fruit. Now, we know it probably wasn't an apple, but it was something that they were not supposed to eat. So in partaking of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, effectively they chose to determine for themselves what was good and what was evil. And submitting to Satan's influence and rule, he was the beginning of the nature of man, humans, being corrupted. But the corruption did not stop with them. They went on from generation to generation. Now, I was thinking that God's people are only condemned for their own sins, not of their forefathers. And you can read that in Ezekiel 18:20. Now, it's that consequences of sin that are passed down generationally, but that's because of life's patterns and teaching and altered circumstances passing on, having been taking long effects. But we don't get our sins from our parents. We have a tendency to do it ourselves. Amen. Now, there were major consequences with Adam and Eve's sin for their descendants to follow, and we are descendants of that. And it included largely being cut off from God and living in a cursed world, subject to the malignant influences of the Satan and his demons, or his helpers. Did you know that he is the god of this world? Until Christ returns to this earth, God is allowing Satan to continue as the god of this age, and you can find that in 2 Corinthians 4:4 and John 12:31. Satan is actually a vicious liar who deceives the whole world to believe, and he calls evil good and good evil. Wow, at times he even misleads people directly. But that deception just happens to be a thing that we're all subject to, because we are in a world of good and evil. That's been made aware to us. So we have to decide what we want to do. But think about this. People are not born with sins. Now, how do you know that? Well, think about babies. Babies begin with a clean slate. And they come into this world innocent. But they learn. Even they learn fear. If you put a baby like on a table, and the baby will just crawl around and he'll fall right off the table because they have no idea of what fear is. So obviously babies need to be taken care of, because to be self-centered, they will let the parents know, and they do when they're hungry, rah, 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 hurting or diaper needs changed. But at some point, toddlers will start exhibiting some measures of selfishness and greed. Now, children growing up, they need a lot of good influence to counteract the many influences of this world, both good and bad. We want to expose them to the good and not so much of the bad. But those who believe that human nature is basically good come with many excuses for people's destructive behavior. They often blame circumstances, poverty, race, or rather than holding the evildoer personally accountable. One translation of the Lord's Prayer says, "Deliver us from the evil one." And that's what we need to do. And we need to become spiritually in tune to know the difference between good and evil. Well, there's hope. There's hope because the Holy Spirit helps heal our spiritual blindness and helps us to understand the spiritual truth of God's Word. But the Holy Spirit does not completely remove one sin. That's only done by believing in Christ through the death, the burial, and the resurrection. So we need to draw near to God. That says that in James chapter 4, verse 8. And you should do so every day through prayer, Bible reading, and striving to live by every word of God. So if we do that, we can thoroughly enjoy the power and the pleasure of God's nature within us, working within us. And then after that, we're ultimately transformed into the kingdom of God and we get to heaven. It says in that little book of Jude, we're going to return with him to help set up his kingdom here on this earth. God needs well-trained saints. You know, you join man's army, 6 to 8 weeks, boom, you get basic training, kick you out. Join the Lord's army, you are in training until he comes for us or until we go home to be with him. What a wonderful joy it is to have a love relationship with the Father, the one who created us. You know, fathers are a very important part. This is Father's Day, and dads, fathers, but more importantly, we have a Heavenly Father that loves us very much, because not all fathers are perfect fathers, you know, and sometimes we follow in the footsteps of my father. And a lot of good things came from that, following in my dad's footsteps. But then some bad things come too. My son, Butch, we have a, strained relationship now. And he blames all his problems on me because he followed in my footsteps. And I take blame for a lot of that stuff, things that I've done in the past. But when I finally accepted Christ in my life and I made changes, then I said to Butch, I said, okay, I'll take responsibility for some of the things that you're doing. Yeah, you followed in my footsteps. You've seen me do it, so you thought you would like to do it too. But how about following in my new footsteps? So that's what we got to do. We got to be good examples for our kids and our kids' kids, whether we're a father right now raising kids or a grandfather or just a spiritual father with somebody. That's important too. So think about Father's Day in a way that maybe you've never thought about it before, about fathers, the ones who raise a family or help raise the family, but, and I say the buts, but they need a good partner to help raise the family. That's why God created the family, a mother and a father. So we know that the world has messed that all up, but just think about Father's Day, both good and bad, but love fathers, especially our Heavenly Father. We have a lot of people that's on the list of what we call our prayer concerns. It's in the bulletin. You can click on the slides tab and you can see the ones that we've been lifting up, saying a prayer of intercession for them and with them. But the most important thing is to talk to the Father. Talk to the Father? Yeah, can I talk to the Father? You bet you can. That's what Jesus said to the disciples. He says, I want to give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we close this segment with the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thanks for tuning in. God loves you, and so do I.